We're children of God who's a father. He's just a protector and a defender. That's who he is. And just understand this about God. In all those times of uncertainty, just remember, God is at work protecting you when you don't even realize it.
Pastor, author, and Bible teacher, Alan Wright. Welcome to Sharing the Light. We're all set to hear Alan's message from Renolda Church in Central North Carolina in a series that we've titled Peace in a Pandemic. The power of seeing the crisis through the eyes of Jesus.
And it's part of a greater series that all of a sudden took a surprising turn. I say that because it took us all by surprise, and especially as we all sheltered at home and no longer assembled in person. And as a pastor, that took a lot of ingenuity and creativity and flexibility on behalf of a church, and all churches, I think, happen to be in the same boat. How do we assemble and worship Jesus from our homes virtually?
I have been practicing a simple prayer, sort of a new spiritual discipline. It's been changing my life and changing others who will practice it, to just say, Jesus, how do you see this? So often we try to modify our behaviors or corral our thoughts, but if you see something differently and accurately, it automatically changes the way you think. It automatically changes the way you feel and how you behave. Perhaps you've experienced this before, where maybe you had some kind of judgment against someone and then you saw them in a new light. Perhaps there is something you didn't understand and suddenly there's clarity. What happens is that when you see something in a new light, it reorients you. And so instead of saying in a moralistic way, well, what would Jesus do? I'll go try to be like him. I think the greater invitation is to say, Jesus, how do you see it? Let me have your eyes. And Daniel, that's what I've been preaching. And then we're struck with pandemic and we're sheltering in place. And I couldn't imagine a better time to ask the question, Jesus, how do you see it? How do you see the crisis? How do you see our lives in the midst of it? How do you see our ministry? And how do you see people? We're going to be asking that question through this very, very timely and important series, so that the way to peace in the middle of a pandemic is to see it all through the eyes of Jesus.
Obviously, in the current situation that this whole world is going through, church has had to pivot in general, and especially with the way we worship together, and in most cases, quite virtually. So we're bringing you this very timely series preached just weeks ago by Pastor Alan to his home congregation. We trust it'll be a blessing and encouragement to you to give you strength to endure. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire program, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource available to you right now. Again, very timely for our current situation. It's a CD audio album called Growing Deep in Times of Stress, and these are stressful times. It can be yours for your donation this month to Sharing the Light. As you listen to today's message on the pandemic, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at sharingthelight.org. Or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. More on that later in the program. But now let's get started with today's teaching, Peace in a Pandemic. Here is Pastor Alan Wright.
Are you ready for some good news? Though corona means crown, no virus is king in this world. There's only one King of Kings, and let us crown Christ, therefore, with many, many crowns. We turn to one of the most beautiful and powerful scriptures of protection in all of the Bible, Psalm 91. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you've made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. Well, we aren't meeting physically as a church today. We're meeting in the spirit. We're meeting through all the technology we have. But the reason that we're not meeting is not because we're afraid of this virus. It's because we, along with Christians historically, have an enormous commitment to love our neighbor and to love the world and to care for our community. And I'll be talking some about that today, the history of Christian emphasis for healing ministries. And so to be a part of preventing disease is something that's very near to God's heart and to our heart as well. But it's not out of fear that we don't gather. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. The fear that comes into our hearts is an arch enemy of faith. And God has told us over and over, someone has estimated 365 times, enough for every day of the year, God has said, do not be afraid. And so we can have faith that God takes care of us, and wisdom that we operate according to the very wisdom of God and the truth as we learn it, and both those things are at work. Fear operates in the realm of darkness. Whenever it's dark and you don't know what's going on, that's when confusion arises. Some of you may remember, I'm sure I've told it before, when I was probably in second grade, it was a dark and stormy night. It really was, actually, a very dark night, and there were ominous sounds in the household, at the Wright household in Pine Top Road in Greensboro that night. I remember pulling the sheets up and just listening, worrying about it all. I could hear the dog barking, which was unusual. I could hear sounds stirring around in the house in the middle of the night, which was unusual, and I wondered what was happening. The next day, I was told of the events of the night. Evidently, in the middle of the night, my mother heard sounds downstairs, turned to my father and said, I hear someone moving around downstairs. And he awoke and said, well, call 911. She reached over to turn on the lamp on the bedside table, and it would not turn on. None of the lights would come on. The electricity was shut off. Now, beginning to be quite concerned, my mother managed to call 911 and said there was an intruder in the house. The noises, the dog barking, and all this activity. I don't know why he did it since the police were on the way, but my father decided to pull on a robe and creep downstairs to see what was going on. And he looked around the corner. There was no one to be seen inside, but the front door was open. And so he opened the door, and when he did, police cars were there facing our house, and suddenly, boom, their lights came and flooded the front yard. What was there? You'll see. That's, in fact, the title of this series, You'll See. It's an invitation to see in the eyes of Christ the perspective that he has, the way we look at people, the way we look at our lives, the way we look at the world. And in order to really be able to see, you have to have the light to come on. That's essentially what Jesus said, whoever follows me will not stumble in the darkness, but will have the light of life. And so faith is something that comes about in the light. It comes about by seeing as Jesus sees. It's when we can't see something. It's when it's dark. It's when things are hidden. That's when we become afraid, and we can begin to envision all kinds of things that take place in that. As we come to Psalm 91, this great psalm of protection and powerful one to pray over your life and over those that you love. And I'm especially taken by the phrases that the shadow of the Almighty and in the shadow of his wings. It's a phrase that is, it's a phrase that recurs in the scripture, like in Psalm 57, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. Psalm 63:7, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. I want to look at Psalm 91, but I specifically want to look at this idea of dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty, of what it means to be safe in the shadow of His wings. God is a protector. The people of God have His heart to protect and heal, and we are safe in the shadow of His wings. Now, let's start with this. God is a protector. In the midst of so much uncertainty and global pandemic, be assured of this. For all the things we don't understand, for all the ways we don't know why some people get sick and some people don't, and all of that, here's the foundational truth about who God is. He is a protector. Let me just give you a number of scriptures. We could list hundreds of these, but Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Psalm 23, the well-known words, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 121, 4, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade. On your right hand, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul said, the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safe to the heavenly kingdom. Paul's the one who wrote the great crescendo of Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. And all these things we are conquerors through him who loved us. And I add this scripture of the words of Jesus in Matthew 26. When Peter had pulled out a sword and had cut off an ear of the high priest's slave. And Jesus said to him, put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. But this is what I want you to see. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? A legion's 3,000 to 6,000 soldiers. In other words, Jesus is saying, all protective power is in my hands at any moment. And any time that he wants to. God's a protector and he's always protecting. I know we have bad things that happen in this world, but most of the bad things that should have happened never happened because God's protecting us. I think that's part of what the psalmist means when he says he'll protect you from the snare of the fowler. He's talking about the ancient practices of trying to capture birds through different traps and different kinds of nets and sometimes using decoys. They even go to different places in the woods and the fields and they'd set up their traps. It was a popular sight, a popular thing. And so to avoid the trap, the snare of the fowler is to say that you live your life day in and day out by the providence of God being spared from all kinds of traps that were set against you, all kinds of things that could have meant your destruction, and you don't even realize it. That's the thing about it. If you miss a trap, you didn't even know you missed it. You just missed it. God spared you.
That's Alan Wright. You're listening to Sharing the Light, and we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Stress is inevitable. Becoming stressed out is optional. You can't avoid the stresses of life. Life will always bring its stressful seasons. There are busy seasons, difficult seasons, and there are seasons of outright spiritual attack. We all know that life can be stressful, but by the power of the gospel, you don't have to be stressed out in the midst of it. In fact, the stressful times of life can lead you into deeper places of trust and peace in the Lord. If you want to grow deep during stressful times, there's no better place to turn than the Psalms. There's a psalm for every season. We want to send you Pastor Allen's CD album, Growing Deep During Stressful Times, a psalm for every season. Stressful seasons come and go, but you can grow deep roots in the grace of God that will enable you to stand strong no matter what. Make your gift today and discover how to grow deep during life's most stressful times.
When you give today, we will send you today's special offer, and we're happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, sharingthelight.org. You're listening to Sharing the Light, and today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
You know, any parent can understand this, that one of the things you do as a parent is multiple times every day you save your children's lives. It's really amazing. I remember one time when Bennett was, I think, 2 years old, and we'd been out to supper that night. We came home, and after I put him to bed, I just wrote it all down as a gesture of thanksgiving to God, my Father, who saves me all the time without me knowing it. And I thought of just in one night how many times I saved Bennett's life. He was trying to lean over in the high chair deal at the restaurant and would have fallen, except I caught him and put him back up. Who knows what that emergency room visit would have been like. And another time he reached, there was a big steel knife that was there that we turned away for a second. He was grabbing, no telling what would happen to that. Had to get the knife away from him. He wanted to eat unlimited ice cream. It probably would until his belly would rupture or something. Had to stop him from that. Got done at the restaurant. Go into the parking lot. He's ready to dart out in front of a moving car. Had to grab his hand. Saved his life again. Go home that night. Had to make sure that the hot water was not scalding, because that could kill the child too. So you get the water just right. Give him a vitamin, a gummy vite. He wanted to eat the entire bottle, but had to only let him eat one, because otherwise he would overdose on that. I mean, it just, any parent can tell you that in just one night, in one day, one afternoon, you save your child's life multiple times. And here's the thing, they don't even know it. And we are children of God, who's a Father. He's just a protector and a defender. That's who he is. And just understand this about God. In all those times of uncertainty, just remember, God is at work protecting you when you don't even realize it. It's like the immune system itself. I was just doing some reading this week about the immune system. It's just fascinating. I wish I understood more medical science just to be able to praise and worship him for this. I don't even understand how this happens, but you have leukocytes, you have white blood cells in your immune system. You have some of those white blood cells are phagocytes that are chewing up invading organisms, lymphocytes that help the body remember the invaders and then destroy them. One type of phagocyte, the neutrophil, which fights bacteria. And when someone has a bacterial infection, you doctors can examine and look and see how many of the neutrophils, these different sites, they know what's happening. Lymphocytes, different types of lymphocytes, T lymphocytes, B lymphocytes, doing different jobs. In other words, you got like a million soldiers in your body that are just fighting off things. You have no idea. Let me just say all this because the question, beloved, is never, why does a bad disease like a coronavirus, COVID-19, why would something like that begin to make people sick? That's not the question is, how in the world are we not all sick all the time, given all the viruses and bacteria? And here's why. God gave you an amazing immune system that works, and then it learns and adapts and becomes even better. God designed the body that way because that's the way God is. He doesn't even tell you all the times that he saves you. God is a protector and he's a defender, and you can always count on it. Life is hard at times, and this is a troubling time for our world. But I feel like it's important to say, God, through his grace, through much of the science that's developed, which Professor Rodney Stark says all came out of the birth of Christianity, which gave great value to people and to reason, life is just getting better. Let me just give you, just remind you of just a couple of statistics that prove this, that are of the utmost importance. Take life expectancy. In 1688, life expectancy was 30 years of age. If you look back at a map of the whole world just 250, 300 years ago, everywhere, every continent, the life expectancy is between 30 and 40 years of age. In 2018, globally, the average is 70 years of age. In developed country, it's over age 80. Child and infant mortality, just one other example of this. 250 years ago, in the richest countries, one-third of children died before age 5. One-third. Just 250 years ago. And today, in the poorest countries, only 6% of children die before age 5. I'm saying this because when we encounter something this difficult as Christians, let's remember the truth. And the truth is that God's grace is at work. And by almost every measure that we count dear, including life itself, the world is getting better. And we're going to get through this as well. Christians throughout history, because they have the heart of God to protect, to defend, and to heal, have been the ones who have just cared so much. And I think that's part of the invitation for us during this time as well. In 251 AD, there was a mysterious disease that was plaguing the Roman Empire. And Bishop Dionysius said that most Roman cities would just push the sick away and flee, quote, from their interest, thereby to avert the spread and contagion of the fatal disease. Historian Thucydides reported that many died for lack of attention, but the Christians, unafraid of death, because they knew they would live forever with God, and full of love and compassion, they began caring for one another, and far fewer Christians died because they weren't left alone to try to recuperate on their own.
Alan Wright, you're listening to Sharing the Light, and today's teaching, Safe in the Shadow of His Wings, from our special series right now, Peace in a Pandemic, the Power of Seeing the Crisis Through the Eyes of Jesus. And we're back with Pastor Alan here in just a moment with today's final word. Stick with us.
Stress is inevitable. Becoming stressed out is optional. You can't avoid the stresses of life. Life will always bring its stressful seasons. There are busy seasons, difficult seasons, and there are seasons of outright spiritual attack. We all know that life can be stressful, but by the power of the gospel, you don't have to be stressed out in the midst of it. In fact, the stressful times of life can lead you into deeper places of trust and peace in the Lord. If you want to grow deep during stressful times, there's no better place to turn than the Psalms. There's a psalm for every season. We want to send you Pastor Allen's CD album, Growing Deep During Stressful Times, a psalm for every season. Stressful seasons come and go, but you can grow deep roots in the grace of God that will enable you to stand strong no matter what. Make your gift today and discover how to grow deep during life's most stressful times.
When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. And we're happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, sharingthelight.org. Back with Pastor Alan in this special timely series, Peace in a Pandemic, the Power of Seeing the Crisis Through the Eyes of Jesus. And Alan, this is from a very different series of messages coming from a pastor and a pulpit and an empty room. This has been different days for all of us, Alan.
Daniel, it's been an unsettling sight to see empty pews. I never thought that I would see such a time. But in the midst of empty pews, God is filling our hearts all over the world in some fresh ways. And one of the ways that I want our listeners to have their hearts filled is with a fresh assurance, the assurance that we belong to God forever. And what is pictured in the image of being safe under the shadow of His wings is a timeless image that was seen over and over, and the image that people had in their mind of those golden cherubim above the Ark of the Covenant and that mercy seat covered with blood that the high priest had sprinkled on the Day of Atonement. And now for us in Christ, that position of being under the wings of His mercy, that is our position forever in Christ. And so just remember this, that as we practice our very wisest courses of action for our safety, that the ultimate safety is this: our sin is no longer held against us. We belong to Him now and forever.
This has been Sharing the Light with Alan Wright, a listener-supported production of Sharing the Light Ministries.